world organism is having such an experience. It's hard to accept that a one-celled amoeba is consciousness. Consciousness that is perceiving its own personal experience, and consciousness that is not only perceiving but preferring from where it stands and asking for improvement and getting it, mm-hmm. you see. And so it is only man in his contradiction of energy who holds back the evolution. Mm-hmm. When you get in the vortex and lighten up, you'll be amazed at the ideas that you've had about what you would like life to be like that will begin to occur, you see. When you stop facing reality and start holding your thoughts in vibrational alignment with your dreams, mm-hmm. and you stop worrying about what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
So how would you feel as a human about evolving in a way that others haven't evolved?
How would I feel about evolving in a way that others haven't evolved?
When the baby is born with an extra arm, mm-hmm. Esther says, yes! Mm-hmm. I've been wanting that. Mm-hmm. Next time, maybe everyone will have an extra arm.
Well, I think in some sense we are that way. It's like a lot of the ideas that we have, we would have been burned at the stake for 500 years ago.
Exactly.
In a consciousness sense, everybody exactly. in this room's got an extra arm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as long as most people say, I don't want to be the first weird one. Mm-hmm. Well, there are advantages, you've got to admit.
It's weird is the new normal.
Enough?
Yeah.
We're threading the needle here. Further back? Yes.
I love you.
That's clear to us.
And you're right, when you finally give up trying so hard, that's when you see us. That's fabulous. I wanted to know, does Abraham sing?
Jerry said to Esther that there are several things about the personality or seeming personality of Abraham that are different from the personality of Esther. Jerry said Abraham never laughs. And we say we don't laugh because we're never surprised.
Right.
And surprise is one of the common or dominant elements in laughter. And we don't sing because, well, what would you like to hear?
Whatever you would like to give us. The vibration of music is so uplifting and can shift everyone.
Well, you have to understand that what's happening here, Esther is translating the vibration of Abraham into this verbal dialogue. There are many musicians that are translating the vibration of Source into music. And so don't ask Esther to do all the translating.
But she's so versatile.
In other words, there are a lot of things that you find yourself wanting to do. And then when you find yourself so deeply satisfied in some aspects, there are those that say, why do you narrow yourself and not be more? Mm-hmm. And we say, if you're having satisfaction in what you're doing, do you need to branch out into other things? And so true. You are shaking your head like there is some lack here. And, well, in a
no,
sense...
No, I was why, wanting more.
Well, you greedy little bugger.
Always, always. Okay, one other quick one. I have trouble sleeping, and I was hoping that it might be possible for you to give us a rampage that we could listen to, maybe on an iPod or whatever, when we were trying to go to sleep at
Can
night.
Can you hear her? You're a little quiet.
You want me to repeat it? I was wondering if you could give us a rampage of appreciation for sleep, something that we might be able to